Good morning. The latest disturbance that brought a batch of rain through the region overnight is now departing through New England and then off the eastern seaboard. We're still left with a few showers this morning and areas of fog and drizzle, and that low-level moisture will be trapped in place, and skies will remain mostly cloudy through the day today. However, not much in the way of any organized precipitation. Even a few bright spots in some areas will allow temperatures to reach the lower to mid-60s on average for daytime highs. Another disturbance will pivot out of the Tennessee Valley and into our region tonight. This will produce a round of showers and embedded thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours. Overnight lows will be in the lower to mid-50s. One last disturbance and a cold front will sweep through during the day on Wednesday. So again, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-60s. Behind that last disturbance, we'll start a drying trend on Wednesday night, and we'll have a completely dry day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the upper 50s to around 60. Another weak system will head our way on Friday, and again, we run the risk of a few showers, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and one last weak disturbance will come through on Saturday with a shower possible, but again, mainly dry in the upper 50s. We'll get a break, and it looks like we'll have some sunshine on Mother's Day in the morning before clouds move in by the end of the day, and highs should approach 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front extending from the northeast to the upper Great Lakes, then into the southern plains, will advance toward the east coast by Wednesday evening. Showers and storms will develop along and ahead of the front in the warm sector. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Tennessee Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley. Simultaneously, there's a slight risk of excessive rainfall. The heavy rain will produce scattered areas of flash flooding, with urban areas, roads, and small streams being the most vulnerable. By Wednesday, the severe threat will lessen over parts of the East Coast, and the excessive rainfall risk is localized at most. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will lift out of the Rockies today. Wet snow over parts of the northern and central Rockies will wind down, but then move into parts of the northern plains, changing over to all rain and moving into the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/2 mile visibility with cloudy skies and 39 degrees with the southeast wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 8 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and drizzle, 44 degrees, the dew point 44, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.74 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 13 at White Sulphur, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy with rain and drizzle near 50, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 54, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.13 inches of rain yesterday, for the month 0.44, which is 0.12 inches above normal, and 9.78 inches for the year, which is 1.71 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low 44, the record high 91 set in 1944, and the record low 28 in 1978 and in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still some showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, dry on Thursday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers Friday and Saturday in the upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Mother's Day on Sunday, perhaps a late day shower near 60, then increasing sunshine on Monday back into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.